Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in On the Drive, coming up in 15 minutes, we'll give you two chances to win something. Number one, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. All you got to do is keep it locked in. Number two, we'll give you a chance to win Royals and Yankees tickets for 610 Saturday. Keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio. For some reason, Sammy Watkins is in the news, and no, it's not about Twitter. Peter Schrager yesterday of NFL Network had this to say about Sammy Watkins.
I'm hearing stuff, guys, that, and I know we've been down this road. Sammy Watkins looks incredible.
Okay.
And that could just be spin.
I like this road.
That could just be spin, but it's from the local guys, and it's also from people that know the organization very well, saying Sammy's finally in the best shape of his life, that if there is a Tyreek Hill issue, if Tyreek Hill's not going to be on the field, if they have to miss him, Sammy Watkins is ready.
I don't know about you guys. I'm not falling for the Sammy Watkins is in the best shape of his life conversation. You guys can have that conversation. Just leave me out of it. I'm not willing to have that conversation. Why was he not in the best shape of his life last year when a team gave him 3 years, $48 million, and he was getting 16 per? I don't understand why he's not in the best shape of his life already, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not willing to do it. So now this is Sammy Watkins week. He went on Sirius XM satellite radio and talked about finally feeling healthy. This audio is courtesy of Sirius. Here's Sammy Watkins talking about feeling healthy.
I think now I'm settled here. I know the offense. I know the coaches. I know everyone in the organization supporting me. So I got to give my all. And this offseason has just been good to correct my body on the things I need to correct. And the Chiefs staff's been great with this, helping me tremendously with my body. I think this year just I feel like I'm in college again or high school. My body just holding up right. I just feel like it's the best time right now for the next, I don't know how long I'm going to play, but the next 6 to 8 years is giving my all, put my heart, my soul, my energy, my spirit in the game. I just feel like the success will start coming once I change my attitude about it.
I don't want to throw any shade towards Sammy Watkins, and I'm certainly hoping that he stays healthy, and I hope he has a good, long, productive career in the NFL. It doesn't really hold much value to me if your body is holding up in May. They don't play football games in May.
Right.
My question isn't if you can be available for week one. My question is, can you stay healthy? Can you be productive for a full 16-week schedule? I don't think any of us are debating if Sammy Watkins can stay healthy now. There's no reason to stay healthy. My question is, can the Chiefs depend on him when they have a Sunday game and they got a quick turnaround on a Thursday night football? Because last year they could not depend on Sammy Watkins. My question is going to be in a primetime game against the New England Patriots, is Sammy Watkins going to be available? In a primetime game against the Los Angeles Chargers, is Sammy Watkins going to be available? That was not the case last year. My question is not, can he feel really good in May?
They need Sammy Watkins to be healthy. They need Sammy Watkins to be great, especially if Tyreek Hill is suspended for longer than we're expecting him to be. It seems like the consensus is he's going to be gone for somewhere between 2 and 8 games. If it's 8 games, C-Dot, then Sammy Watkins, a guy who's making $15 million a year, has to be on the field, has to be healthy, and has to play like a number one wide receiver. If he doesn't, it's going to start to cost his football team games. That's how important he is. I think if we started to make a list of the most important offensive players heading into 2019, Pat would be at the very top of the list. Thank you, Captain Obvious. And I've got Sammy at number two, not just because of him, but because of the lack of depth at the wide receiver position.
When it comes to Sammy Watkins, this is the thing with him that I'm like very curious to know. Because I have been critical of Sammy Watkins, too. I don't want to make it seem like now I'm all on Sammy Watkins, that he's the best receiver in the NFL. I'm not. I still think they overpaid for Sammy Watkins. This is the thing. He is now in danger of having 4 straight seasons of which he was not a very productive receiver. That if we want to go back 2 years ago, Sammy Watkins had 28 catches, 430 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Everybody listening will agree that's not good enough for Sammy Watkins.
Hell no.
So that was 3 seasons ago. 2 seasons ago for the Los Angeles Rams. A very productive offense. 39 catches, 593 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Certainly the touchdowns were there, But 593 yards is not a great season.
In the Rams offense with Jared Goff and all those weapons, he only had 593 yards and he was healthy that year. He played 14 games.
Last season, played in 9 games, 40 catches, 519 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I know that Sammy Watkins signed a 3-year contract. It is basically a 2-year contract if the Chiefs want it to be. So he's 100% on the team this year. There's no denying it. There's no reason to debate it. But after this season, the Chiefs are going to have a very difficult conversation, and Sammy Watkins is going to have a big conversation to have. If Sammy Watkins plays really well, I think the Chiefs restructure his contract and he's still on the team. If he doesn't play well this season, if it's the same injury, if he only has 650 yards and doesn't produce, the Chiefs are going to cut him and he's going to be in danger of signing a 1-year prove-it kind of contract because we will then go through an entire presidential cycle of lack of production. At some point with Sammy Watkins, my argument was this last year, it will be at this upcoming season. At some point, how we talk about Sammy Watkins has to match the production on the field. And typically for guys that make as much money as Sammy Watkins, we can see their production. Like, he gets paid like he's Mike Evans. I can see the production. He gets paid like he's Brandon Cooks. I can see the production. He gets paid like he's Odell Beckham. I can see the production. You can't go on Sammy Watkins' football card and his resume and see the production. This season, there can be no more excuses. Tyreek Hill might not be there. You're going to be the number one. You're in this offense for a second year. You're playing with the good quarterback. Sammy Watkins needs to produce. Sammy Watkins needs to have 800, 850 yards, 900-plus yards, 5-6 touchdowns this season to justify the money that the Chiefs have given.
Would that be enough for you? If Tyreek Hill's out and he's your number one wide receiver and he's making $15 million a year talking about Sammy Watkins, if he has 900 receiving yards and 5 or 6 touchdowns, I think he needs to do better than that, and I expect him to as long as he stays healthy. The one thing about Sammy Watkins that none of us want to admit, he is consistent. Consistently getting hurt, consistently average when you look at his numbers. So the most likely scenario is that he hurts his toe or his foot or his ankle and he doesn't play a full 16 games. But I think that if he does, which is a big if, in this offense with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill is going to be there at least part of the time, I expect bigger numbers than that. I expect him to go over 1,000 and have closer to 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you and I are just different. Like, you never seem to factor in Travis Kelce when it comes to offensive numbers, where I do factor him in. I also figure in, like, to me, let's say that Kelce gets his, and you think he's a Hall of Fame tight end, so he's going to get his 1,200 yards receiving this year. You think Mecole Hardman's going to have 70 catches this year, so he's going to get his 600, 700 yards. So if Tyreek's going to come back at some point, he's going to get his yards. I'd be perfectly fine. I'd press the button right now. If you can assure me that Sammy Watkins plays in 13 or more games this season, he can have 850 yards or more receiving this year, and give me 5 or 6 touchdowns for a team's number 2 wide receiver, is which is what he is, I'll happily press that button and take that production. I mean, that would be, I mean, that's 300 more yards than he had last
season. That would be a career year by far.
I mean, it wouldn't be a career year by far for Sammy Watkins.
His first 2 years in the NFL, he was amazing.
Yeah, he had 1,000
yards. He wasn't amazing. He had 982 yards, which is really good as a rookie. And he had 1,000 yards
his
second
year. Which is more than what I said. I mean, that's not as good. That's not a best year of his career. Plus, his second year, he had 60 catches, 1,000 yards, and 9 touchdowns. That'd be a better year than I'm projecting.
I expect in this offense, if he stays healthy with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, for him to get to 1,000 yards. I don't think that that's saying a ton in this offense if you're a number one target.
I don't think they're going to have 3 guys to catch 1,000 yards. And I would say it depends on how long Tyreek Hill's going to be out. Kelsey's going to get his. Whenever Tyreek Hill comes back, he's going to get his. Mecole Hardman's a second-round pick. He's going to get his. Damian Williams is going to be involved in the passing game. I don't need Sammy Watkins to get 1,000 yards. Maybe you do. I don't need Sammy Watkins to get 1,000 yards. If he can get 850 to 900 yards and have 5 touchdowns and play in 14 games, I would consider that to be a good season for Sammy Watkins this year.
Just as the devil's advocate, kind of looking at what he did last year, he only played 8 full games. We always say he played 10 games last year. He only played 8 full games. 2 of them he came out after basically like the first series of the game. And in those games, plus the 2 playoff games, which he played in, so 10 games total last year, he had 49 receptions for basically 700 yards, 695, and 3 touchdowns. If he projects that over a 16-game schedule, it was 80 for 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. We'd all sign up for that. Agreed. So as much as we say that Sammy wasn't productive last year, he was. He was really good when he was on the field. He just wasn't on the field enough for the Chiefs.
Which has been his MO and his problem his entire career. When he's good, he's great. When he's on the field, he's really good. He's just not on the field.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.